From the fashionable north side, where the hookers don't take... Oh, God damn it, I screwed it up early.
I like what you're getting on to, though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tie that nicely into the gang, so go ahead, continue.
From Racine's fashionable north side, where the hookers don't take Visa, but they take American Express, it's Guys, Games, and Beer!
Yay! Patrick is taking a moment to process.
No, because they accepted my...
Those are classy hookers.
No, they accepted my Discover card, too.
Yeah, and his wallet.
Boy, I got no money in that.
And McDonald's.
So, Rob!
Today's topic is... Games that I played in my youth.
Okay, but wait.
Oh, you're gonna start with that?
Yes, before, because we're talking about hookers. So, I was just at a conference that deals basically with sex. Lots of sex, okay? No, actually.
Science of sex.
The science of sex. Well, reproduction.
Yeah.
The sex, alright? So, we're gonna play a little game. The game is, what is this? Are you smarter than a reproductive biologist?
The digital animal.
I am a reproductive. No,
you already know that much.
You want to open one up and show it to the...
You camera? Can... Well, don't open them yet. Don't open them yet. Just because they were on the table like this, and it was amazing.
The sanitary.
Wait a minute. You can show one to the camera. Don't open it yet, though. Not yet. So.
There it is.
So, you'd be amazed what people thought these were. I mean, oh my God, you'd be amazed what people thought these were.
They're creepy old scientists.
Yeah, they are creepy old scientists, actually. So, Tyler, what do you think it is? Here, Ben. So, we're playing the game, Ben. We're not going to open the package quite yet. Because they'd pick them up in the packages and go, oh, and make guesses what they were.
Yeah, right. Well, the thing is,
your cervix?
You can't trust biologists. Were you there for the toe sucking story?
Oh, whoa.
We had a teacher.
For science.
Yeah, we had a biology teacher that told us a bunch of high school students about how she would get together with a group of their friends. And so they learned the lesson that your pleasure receptors for your genitals are close to that of your toes. So they would suck on each other's toes.
Wait a minute.
She told that to high school students, by the way.
Oh. Okay, well.
She also had an amazing camel toe.
So far, a cervix stimulator. Patrick, any guess?
It's a pen, isn't it?
Could be.
Oh. It's nubby, you know.
Ah! I didn't open it, but I figured something out.
Yeah, well, you know part of it out. So it is partially a pen.
It is partially a pen. It is partially...
Open it.
A nipple stimulator, or as I like to say... Service. Service stimulator.
Ooh, that does work, actually. Wait, that worked. Oh, crap.
We've been wrong.
You've been wrong.
We didn't know what it was before.
We didn't know its true potential.
I'm getting a little hard right now.
I believe I could fit this in my urethra.
Hey, that's what I was going to go with.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a catheter. Yeah. It's a catheter. Oh, wow.
Now, the only part that's confusing me is this
stylus.
It's a stylus.
That's what I was wondering.
That's it?
Oh, clean screen cleaner.
Yes, it is.
Very nice.
So what are some of the things you got?
Basically stamps.
Yeah, it does kind of look like a stamp.
It does kind of look like a stamp.
Why the hell is there a circle stamp? For science. Stamp.
Look, yeah.
This is officially science.
This penis has been tested.
So, test your penises. Everybody got one who has a penis?
I thought this was for golfing at first. You know?
Yeah, it does look like a tee. You can keep it if you want it.
I'm supposed to keep this on my desk, right? To walk around with this would be ridiculous.
Well, you see, that's my thing. To me, it seems like it is kind of a cool gadget. It actually works extremely well, but yeah, it does seem kind of stupid. It's going to look real funny in your pocket.
So, for anyone who develops this thing, what you should have done is you should have had a sheet that you stretch out and
clicks. Yeah, but no. It really does work really well like this, though, dude.
No, like this?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, but for convenience fact of putting it in my pocket and having a screen cleaner, pull it out, clicks, and the cloth's off.
Isn't that why you have a
sheet? What is this little thing? This little rubbery thing?
Stylus, so you can use it on a capacitive screen.
Ooh, for your pleasure.
So you don't get fingerprints all over your screen.
Yeah, how about you use this?
The lubricant's on the other side.
It actually works extremely well.
Well, yeah.
All right, so that was my... Yeah, so
good topic.
You guys figured it out. I like some of your answers better than some of theirs.
It's just very awkward because the way it's shaped and the fact that it's sealed in a bag and it's at a reproductive seminar, convention, whatever.
Yeah, like, I'm sure that's why these guys thought weird things.
Oh, it was a seminar, not
it's
sodomy?
It's that time of month.
Oh, that's completely different.
I thought it was sodomy.
I'm pretty impressed.
I am totally off base.
All right, so Rob.
Huh? Oh, topic, yeah.
Topic, back to topic.
Topic, yeah. The topic for today is games you played
phone girl.
In your youth that would be very inappropriate in today's market and probably would not be made. Or, we have a secondary topic possibility, rant. Or? Topic
third?
Number three, what I've been playing.
Okay. We can't do both?
If you do it quickly, yeah.
Okay, if we can do it quickly, all right.
But Ben gets a timer.
All right, Ben gets a timer. Because he will rant forever all the while.
Deal with
I
it.
I like to call it Potpourri Day.
Potpourri Day?
Potpourri Day. It's Potpourri Day.
Tell me what it's going to smell like.
Oh, who wants to start? Darlene.
I like how you just handed that up.
Wasn't that good?
Right under the bus.
I have been playing Ghost.
Yeah, you're always playing Ghost.
And Candy Crush. Oh, and a new one today called...
Oh, tell me not playing Candy Crush.
Yeah.
She plays it all.
You're not spending real money on Candy Crush, are you?
Not right now. what's
I mean, she was.
Doki Doki Universe.
Yes.
Which is
very
a...
cute.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a great game. It's on the Vita, by the way.
But don't tell them the little games that we have been, that we've been playing that aren't video. Okay, that's all I'm saying. That's my
games
that's,
that
that's
vibrate.
Secret. Yeah, exactly. That's our secret. Okay.
So, all the buzz.
They can only see it on YouTube. Woohoo! Pay per view.
Damn straight.
This is
sometimes.
Because I need me some
sometimes.
Money.
Since you seem to lean that way with Candy Crush, you try that? I see on TV the Witch game. There's a new Witch, Bubble Witch. Have you ever played that or
never
any variants
of
Bubble Witch?
Bubble
stuff?
Witch?
Yeah. Bubble
Witch.
Yeah. It's like a sandwich.
You know, it's just
it's like a sandwich with bubbles.
One of those kinds of
those
games like Candy Crush that's Connect this, Connect that. My assumption is, I've never played it, but I see it advertised a lot, and it kind of had that feel, and I thought, oh, it's kind of a puzzle.
By the same company.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Probably they're all made by the...
Because I listen to the Pocket Gamer podcast. So check out Pocket Gamer and check out their podcast.
You would know these things, Larry,
if you listen to the
much,
Pocket Gamer.
I was asking for...
Much unlike our podcast.
First-hand knowledge. But
okay.
It's not there. So.
Sorry. Straighten it out. And nearly ever mentions a prostitute. Tyler.
I don't want to go next.
Yeah, what you've been playing, or rant, or your inappropriate game.
See, my problem with this title is I feel that any game could really be remade now. Especially any game that I've played that's offensive in any way, or lewd. I don't see it not being able to be made now.
I've got one.
I have two.
Well, unless you're talking about like Custer's Revenge and things like that.
I would say I have
yeah,
two.
Yeah, maybe. But I still can see it being remade, just not mainstream.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, we're so desensitized of, like...
Well, it's not even just that. It's just people have niches and be like, oh, I'm going to make this and release it.
Just slap
it on the internet.
M on it and call it a day.
Yeah. Just like all the terrible, terrible games where they, like, that are super racist, like the ones that were ethnic cleansing games and things like that, where it's like, you're a terrible human being. Got it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You expect to have to develop this. So
yeah, that takes a lot of, like... I mean, just
lots of hatred. Yeah. To just be like... I'm going to develop this, and it's going to take me quite some time, and I'm going to concentrate all of my racist rage into this thing.
Yeah, I'm really talking mass-produced games.
Okay, let's go with mass-produced games, then.
Yeah, has to be mass-produced.
Honestly, I don't have any games that I played in my youth or anything that I can think of that would not be able to be mass-produced.
I played a lot of Conker's Bad Fur Day, which I probably should not have been allowed to play when I was younger.
What was it?
That is a rough-ass game.
They re-released that, so I say your point is invalid.
They re-released it when, though?
For Xbox.
X 360.
Really?
And Xbox, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
wait,
that.
But I've never heard of this game, so...
Oh, Conker's Bad Fur Day. Okay,
that's awesome. That's a great game.
The N64, and you were this little, like, fuzzy animal. What squirrel. Was he, like a squirrel? Yeah, a squirrel? And you run around, and he has, like, balls in the game, like, visible, like, balls hanging down.
Testicles.
And
he had big balls, too. He had
fast big balls.
Yes, and he goes around doing all these, like, lewd, crazy things. I don't know. Yeah, I loved it when
I was
young.
The game was rated M. Yeah. So it explains you a lot of what you don't know.
So, Laura, you are basically sitting there playing the game going, balls! Balls!
Pretty much. Yeah.
Look at the physics on those testicles!
They and really in the Michael Jackson game, where I believe it's a psychogenesis, he goes around saving children.
Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, one of the greatest games ever made by man.
Yes, and then kicking glitter at people. So that one's a little weird.
I do think that particular topic like you have to run did not get done again.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it was
having a child molester pick up kids, I do not think would be a game
that we're making.
Alleged.
Never confirmed. Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, which is actually a pretty good game.
The game itself,
mechanics-wise. Like, on the Sega Genesis one was okay. The arcade one was actually really good.
In retrospect,
it's really off. So basically, it's a side-scroll, not really side-scroll, it's kind of like a 2.5D, like, it's basically kind of like a bird's eye-ish. So you walk around, it's a beat-em-up, you can play up to three players, with three different Michael Jacksons, and you walk around, and your basic attack is like this, like, flashing glitter attack. You walk around, and you have a special move where you dance, and then everybody dances with you, and they all blow up.
Yep. I believe he actually does.
And
the kids yell, Michael, when you save them.
But that's the main objective of the game. You have to run up and touch the children to save them.
There's a couple of things. At the end of a couple levels, basically, Michael will defeat the boss. You can turn into Robo Michael too, which is pretty legit. You'll defeat the boss, right? Like, for example, there's a bar level, and you defeat this other enemy robot, and he does a dance to complete the level. Two children run onto him. He opens his coat, and then it goes to black. I shit you not. That is exactly what happens.
It's ridiculous. Like, there are some enemies
which are like mech walkers who have these like cock-like thrusting robots.
Oh yeah, the thrusting robots.
You know, there's biped robots, and then basically they just have this like cylinder shaft that thrusts in and out to attack you.
I do not think.
They're very well hung.
I do not think that game would be like a highly advertised release game for a modern game system. I do not think that you would get Michael Jackson's Child Toucher on Xbox One, say.
But we could use the Kinect.
Challenge accepted. You could use the Kinect.
Very nice. Very nice.
Wow.
We challenge.
So yes.
Now we know I should watch
it. That game gets
There is the Michael Jackson experience that came out of
Yeah, but that's like a singing, dancing game. That's not like saving children.
No, touching children. That's
touching
the difference.
Children.
You just tap the button really fast to try and lure children into your bedroom.
The question with it
Shake
still
the coke can at them.
But that's my
No candy.
I think that was a good one.
That was a very good one, actually.
I am actually going to...
I don't know,
to,
the squirrel testicle is really up there, too.
Save myself for a little bit. But I will say the one game that I don't think they could ever develop is A Clockwork Orange.
Was it actually developed?
No. No, but I'm just saying they couldn't develop it now.
They could never develop it. Even
they could never develop it. No,
never,
they probably
could
have.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
They had a game.
But
really?
But yeah, but
they
no.
could. They could do that.
Now. No, you couldn't. No, you
yeah,
couldn't.
You
couldn't.
No.
Now, why do you think Clockwork
the big penis
couldn't
scene?
Be done. Really? You could have the big penis
Rape
scene where they're beating the guy to death.
No, yeah. I think Rocky.
The woman.
Rocky Horror could be made into a game now.
I'm just saying that.
Rocky Horror Picture Show was made into, and even now.
Right.
Yes. And you actually.
But I will rant later. But that's my.
And they go in the milk bar with or the bar with the girls.
So my main thing was going to obviously be Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, but my runner up, and this is proof that they had to take it back. And, like, it wasn't the whole game concept that was wrong, but if you ever played the Punch-Out, the original Punch-Out...
Yes!
God, that game is, like, horrendously racist.
Yes, it is.
Horrendously racist.
Yes, it is.
Last Joe is, like, this effeminate Frenchman. Like, it's just, like... Yeah, and it's just like, you're the average white dude, just kind of...
beating the crap out of everybody else.
Yeah, it was pretty awful. And, like, you could tell, because Nintendo didn't, like, keep any of those characters for the remake for the Wii. So you know some shit was up.
Because, wait, was Mike Tyson still in it?
No.
Okay. And what, you know, they changed up to Mike Tyson, too. They kept a few.
They kept, like, King Hippo and stuff like that.
Because it was, like, most of the races.
Yeah, but most, the most of the characters
Italian stallions.
Were totally, they were changed. They changed the design of what they looked like. So, it was...
design, name, sprites.
No, they kept a lot of the names, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
The characters looked a lot different. Nintendo knew.
Not blatantly racist.
We gotta start over?
Yes.
No.
I mean, if Mike Tyson, if they took Mike Tyson out, if they remade it now, it'd be like, ooh, Mike Tyson, your finishing move is gonna be the bite to the ear. And then you're dead.
Or chucking your girlfriend out. One of the two.
One of the two.
Then he yells out, both? Your children.
Then there's a great Clockwork Orange scene.
Straight up. Well, that was a good, that's you're right. That would. They did remake, but right, they had to clean it up.
Totally racist, but still a fun Christmas.
What a fun racist game.
Yeah, that's probably wrong. Right. How about
it, Tom?
How about it? Okay, so, I'm going to agree with Tyler. I bet you somebody could actually remake Punch-Out the way it was made, and it would still sell. And, okay, so, going back, even Custer's Revenge, they would remake it, they would slap an M on it and sell it.
Yeah,
I don't think it would be a mass-produced game.
No, I didn't say it would be a mass-produced game.
No, we're talking about
none of that was. So, let's go back to the granddaddy of politically incorrect games. It was a game called Death Race. And basically, it was a black Death Race. It was a black and white arcade game. And they took it off the market.
I just said it.
Because it was the 1960s,
right.
Okay?
Now,
don't you have that sitting in your garage?
Yeah, I actually have one of them. They're...
you know, like, only, like, 15,000 or whatever
made.
Produced.
Wherever
yeah.
made, yeah. Yeah, they're,
I didn't really have that in your garage.
Yeah, I do have one in my garage, so...
We have all kinds
need to
of
bust
stuff.
No,
he has all kinds of stuff.
It needs to be rebuilt,
hiding in
but
his
I've
garage.
Got it. But, here's the thing.
I'll volunteer
it was,
for that project.
It was a major, major thing, because basically you drove around, and it was... I mean, think about this. This was like early 80s graphics. There was nothing nasty about it, but you hit people, they scream.
So you mean Carmageddon?
Yeah, Carmageddon.
You mean
thank you.
GTA anything?
Anything, thank you. And a tombstone popped up. But the outrage over the game was unfreaking believable. Like Tom said, they only made about 1,500 and then had to pull them all back. So.
They pulled out?
They pulled out.
We know that doesn't work.
I know. It didn't either.
And so, blew that game all over the place.
It didn't. So, you can remake any of those games. And nowadays, you look at those games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, with games, like, right. It's come so far with, like, the violence and stuff and the gore and everything. Like, it doesn't really matter.
Even the sex.
Even damn near any game.
You know, I got one made.
I think I got one.
Let's look at Japanese dating sims. I mean, come on. They just
what about the rape simulators like Rapelay? If you haven't heard about that, it's literally a simulator.
Now we know what Tyler plays.
I was just gonna say, I had to. Don't ask Tyler what he's been playing. Yeah.
There was actually controversy.
He only heard about it
from
a friend.
Really?
Yes. This was about 2009. You play a character, you stalk women, and you rape them. That's the whole game.
Oh, see.
Yeah. So it can't be a mess.
Now there's a politically incorrect game.
So apparently, Clockwork Orange could be made.
Yes,
it was already made in 2009. Fuck.
But as a game.
Apparently, if there's a rape scene,
yeah, well, thank
there's
you.
Actually a pen in this.
Yeah, yeah there is.
Yeah.
We went over that, Travis. Someone get him a helmet.
You can call me Slowpoke.
Yeah. Pen.
What I think is even better
nice
is the bulb. No, that he did this. He took it apart. Looked
the other
at
way.
It.
No.
Oh, you didn't look
the
at
other
it?
End. No. He took this end off and found the bulb.
Oh.
Dude,
it's pen
right here.
No, he did a little back. I thought I found an Easter egg. You know?
Like, you did. You're just a little late.
I'm smart.
Okay, so again, yeah. But so look, if they're making games like that, there is no such thing as politically incorrect game. I mean, yeah, they're politically incorrect, but it doesn't stop them from being made.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're politically incorrect.
Oh, yeah. Rape Simulator is not politically incorrect.
Not a mass-produced
game,
though. Not a mainstream game.
Well, actually,
not
I
like...
didn't say say politically I don't know how mainstream incorrect was, because
obviously,
apparently
go
rates
figure,
is just
made
high.
In Japan, but I don't know how morally.
No, and no, think about it. Dating simulators technically are mainstream in Japan, and those are pretty creepy.
Okay. Yeah.
No. I don't know how mainstream that one was, but I've heard about it. That's awful.
So tell me about your date rape simulator.
No, not a date rape simulator.
Got collections.
You know, I was thinking about it, and I might have talked about this game before. Uh-huh. There was kind of a line of shooting games back in the 80s. It was Cheyenne was a real popular one, and Crossbow. That and Crossbow. There was another one called Chiller.
No. Yeah, that's one of the nastiest games
and
ever.
And Chiller's, the goal was to shoot various S&M type apparatus to crush, maim, or destroy people that are bonded to the wall. Or
I played that game was awesome. I've seen that because I've got like a maid machine with all the emulators and shit. I've seen that pop up here, so I was like, what the fuck?
That game was awesome.
Because it didn't show what the name of the games was, so I was like, why the fuck?
It's called Chiller.
Oh, of Chiller. Okay.
Chiller. You can just directly shoot the body parts off them. And to get to the next, to complete the level, is to completely mangle all the people on the screen. That's
wow,
the
nice.
Completion
oh,
of the level.
Sounds like my basement.
Yeah, you, if you've successfully blown off every body part or squished or cut off the body parts of the people that are on the screen, then you go. I don't know. That one's just. Is a little too much combination of violence and
fuck.
Masochism, and it's
there's a lot of fucked up.
I just don't know if they you'd make another one of those.
I can totally see it.
Sounds like a G2B project.
I know.
Boy,
you
are. Come on, Kickstarter.
You're kind of convincing me with your simulator over there that maybe they would, but
yeah.
It just seems like that one just
not
just,
as a mainstream thing.
I'm betting you in Japan that was a mainstream game.
I think everything.
I'll bet you in Japan
that
was a
mainstream
game.
That is quite possible. Yeah.
So, well, yeah.
That is also on the other side of the world, so.
No. Doesn't matter. It was still a mainstream game.
Are you seriously saying that all of them are. Well, yes!
Fresh from vacation.
Look at Mr.
Fuck
Fresh.
Yourself.
So I don't know. It may be that there's no unmakeable games anymore, but. But I think Chiller would be on the list.
Yeah, that would probably be.
Think twice.
Yeah. Think twice. Okay.
I don't know if we should do this, guys.
Is it think twice, might... develop once?
Honestly, but
it
my...
should be. But most of the time,
I could totally see
it's
a game
developed
like that.
Twice no. And never thought at all.
Oh, like Rise 2.
You're right.
So just a recap for listeners and.
And Brian, who walked in fucking halfway to the show. Brian, you go read the show notes. We are
rape simulators.
Yeah, rape simulator. Big squirrels with big nuts.
Nice.
A Clockwork Orange.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson's Thriller. Of course.
Moonwalker.
I'm sorry. You covered
Punch Out.
Nice.
I went back to I went old school. Death Race.
Chiller.
And now we're on Patrick.
Death Race.
Death.
No.
For my little career, I have never played any of these games.
These alleged games.
You see the sides.
And I also have not played any of these games, because I actually
the
I don't have a game.
All over the screen.
First topic.
You don't have a game.
No.
Well, what have you been playing then?
Well, no. Guys, he doesn't have a game because he thinks all these games are okay.
Yeah.
Don't have a Steam library.
From a capitalist point of view, it is marketable, so enough said.
It's marketable.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new George
W. Bush.
You know,
and sometimes, and I know this treads a little light, I guess. You know, sometimes, you know, people have, there's like art and stuff, and people fantasize about certain things, but they would never do in their actual life. You know, so there's...
No, I do everything I fantasize about.
Yeah, I run over...
Usually to
add in my art.
I go to a strip club and I shoot
the
fuckers
all the reason I have played D&D for years and have not walked around with swords killing people.
Yeah.
Is because there's things I fantasize about that I don't actually do in life.
That's because while a drunkard, you are a sane person.
Or stab someone 19 times.
Well,
who knows?
So these games might be fairly distasteful in some ways. I can understand the... fantasy element of why they get made and why people play them and stuff. I mean, it's like 50 Shades of Grey that's coming out. I mean, there was some.
There's a video game, 50 Shades of Grey?
It's not.
Not I'm sure it was a book. After the movie,
it was a book. That'd make a great video game.
No, it was a fan fiction that dumbass people made into a book.
Well, there you go.
And read.
And I heard it's actually rather tame considering all the BDSM.
I didn't mean to draw it to it. It was simply an example of fantasy.
Really?
That might
be. Nothing, please.
You might not tell your grandma about.
Larry brings up
the first couple chapters are like dirty, but then they get married and.
That is the ultimate horror.
That just goes to trying to sneak around the kid. Basically, that's what they're about. Three books.
Larry does bring up a very good point, though, is that a lot of these games. Eat a dick. No, I mean, there are plenty of times. I am a person that I scare myself when I play video games, like From Dust, where you basically any God simulator. Should never be allowed.
Black and white, man. Black and white was the greatest.
Black and white was amazing.
Was that not brilliant?
That was
the perfect
thing.
Sims,
yeah.
The Sims.
Or the original theme park simulator.
Roller Coaster Tycoon. Jurassic Park. There needs to be a Jurassic Park expansion to Roller Coaster Tycoon.
You should have touched on it.
Because I totally fucking lost my mind with that game as a kid. Oh my god. And even D&D. If I went around acting like I do in D&D, and you can. Actually, no, with our campaign, I was pretty cool.
What? You guys had a campaign and I didn't invite me?
Yeah.
Dicks!
Right, we'll start our own campaign.
Ben? Good. Ben.
Hey.
Raise your arms again.
All right, that's it. I'm putting up the timer. No, all right, I'm not. All right. Patrick, what have you been playing?
I haven't been playing
You're
a lot
on vacation?
Lately.
You should be playing all kinds of stuff.
He's been busy with school.
I've been playing,
It's summer.
Spec Ops?
Yeah, Spec Ops. Fallout again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, actually, I've been cleaning out the basement. You guys saw what
I
discovered.
Yeah,
holy crap, dude.
What did you discover?
Black stenographer. Chicken. I would like to add to the
So that was your fault, right?
Officially, that everything fell apart with Brian.
Actually,
that's true. Good
this
point.
Is why we came nice things, Brian.
The one was confusing about that picture of a stack of Atari was... Old enough to own
No, he wasn't. No, I guarantee he was his parents.
No, that was my dad's.
Yeah, I saw that. I knew that right away.
However,
he's not
fucking Benjamin's
brother. However, that was my first gaming system.
Yeah, technically, because your dad, your dad didn't care anymore. He said, yeah. You know, you're 3 or 4, you play with that shit.
Yeah,
that's basically what happens. That's how he got a big 20.
Yep.
Yes, Ben?
Point of personal preference. At what point can I go on my rant and then we can tell viewers that
never after
my
the
rant?
After this is done, I'm going to end. I'm going to. Exit with your rant. It's going to be excellent.
Okay.
Can't we just stop the
and
podcast?
And actually, speaking of Atari 2600s, my politically incorrect game that I'm bringing to the table today is a little game that you gentlemen should know, Custer's Revenge.
Larry holds
we
the world record.
About this.
Are you serious?
No, we didn't discuss it in detail.
Oh, the Native American
Now the question is...
There were nomadic people who went over the land icebreaker.
So, do you think the game could not be made anymore?
Say that one more time.
Do you think they wouldn't make a game like that nowadays?
Rape simulators?
No, Custer's Revenge. Specifically, would they remake Custer's Revenge?
I would hope not. Those graphics are terrible.
No. With better graphics.
I mean, Duke Nukem.
They did remake that.
Funny.
That's true.
Yeah.
Actually,
poorly, but
there was one game now that think of it. It was called the Intercontinental Railroad. It was for the PC, where you would build the railroad going across the plains and in the mountains. And one of the missions was you had to go kill Native Americans.
Wait, now it would be even more politically incorrect if you had a bunch of Chinamen
doing it.
And if the game called
I'm going to bet you anyway. Probably did have Chinese
they left the killing for the
working for you, and then you were killing Indians as well. No, wait a minute.
Native
this
American.
Was a PC. I'm simulating the game.
It's the generally accepted term.
Yeah.
Accepted.
So basically, you went out and committed
by
genocide and enslaved
the buffaloes and
Chinese
all that,
workers.
You know?
Yeah, and Indians.
It was historically correct.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Okay. All right.
Figured
okay.
Patrick's a fan.
Okay. So Rob, yours.
Okay. So I do have a game that. At number one, huge hit in the 80s. It was a number one
gigantic
selling game.
Grand Theft Auto
by Electronic Arts. I'm driving. Trumping you up. It's by Electronic Arts. It was called Seven Cities of Gold.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
and the game was genocide.
Mm-hmm.
You came to the United States in your ship, and you killed all the freaking Indians looking for gold. Yeah. Just like real life.
Yeah. It really was well, like the tycoon, like the railroad tycoon game. Oh, no, no, you killed them all. The idea was to kill them and take the gold.
Good man.
Yep, so you're rimming on its historical accuracy.
Not only the its historical accuracy, but there will never be a sequel to Seven Cities of Gold, even though it was a gigantic hit, like a top-selling game. It's just never going to happen.
No. I've got to disagree there. I mean, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, when you're playing as Tommy Vercetti, you go and you have this big...
Yeah, genocide's a little different.
No. Really? It's not genocide when you
just get to your goddamn
point. God damn it! Getting my point. You the motherfucking caused me to derail now.
God, you take too
it's
long to get your point.
It's not genocide. So what you're saying is it's not genocide when you have somebody task you to kill off an entire group of a massive group of Haitians. That's not genocide. You're specifically...
It's localized genocide.
It's genocide. They're a rival gang.
Specific that they were Haitians.
Genocide's a little larger.
Nothing like wiping out a whole bunch of innocent Native Americans.
Unlike a whole bunch of gangs.
For their gold.
Right.
And do you kill like
women and children?
Oh yeah, you kill.
No, it's all Haitian men.
It's all Haitian men. So I mean, that's not really. Genocide is you walk up to a baby and slit his throat. You know, that's the 2-year-old. You walk by and just hack at him.
That
is genocide. I mean, that is, you know, that's the difference. If you're wiping on a rival gang and they're all Haitian, it's still bad, but, I mean, it's not the same as wiping out every man, woman, and child of a certain race.
Yeah, they weren't doing ethnic cleansing in Vice City. You're doing basically ethnic cleansing.
You're killing all of them in Vice City.
The mechanics of the game are well. I'm sure like the Railroad Tycoon game was too.
I totally wiped out North America. Yeah. Totally looking for those damn Seven Cities. And there's no really in the manual where it tells you whether it's there or not. I was going to look up whether there really are like these gold cities.
Right.
But
no, they're all.
I wiped out everybody.
There was
so far I could tell.
To begin with,
check out Google Earth.
They all just assumed there was gold.
Well, there was gold.
No, there was.
There was a shit ton of gold.
Oh yeah, there was a shit ton. The Spanish killed a lot of people and took a lot of gold.
By the way, if you're watching this from Spain, you owe me some frickin' money, okay?
Yeah, you took our gold. We want
reparations.
Hey, a lot of
that's
sunk down the bottom of the ocean too. That hasn't been found yet.
That's true.
Yeah, so I own that too.
And then there was the whole Civil War.
Hey, Rob, you're gonna put the disclaimer on the beginning of this.
You know,
we always have the disclaimer.
You're really gonna rant about that. I mean, it's side point, but. You play that game and you kind of see how, like, if you're a little disconnected, how you could do that. You know what I mean? Like anybody, you know?
Yeah, because I wanted that damn gold.
So bad, yeah.
I did want that gold really bad, and I wanted to find those fabled Seven Cities. I killed an entire continent.
I mean, there are those little demons in all of us, you know? I mean, it's just like, I got in a conversation with someone about, like, you know, if they grew up in Germany during that time, they were like 15 during the height of Nazi, you know, are you so sure you would just be brilliant enough to know that this wasn't a good idea? Nah, some maybe.
Some did.
Probably not.
So, we're dancing
well,
so close.
Well, Ed didn't want to come up and say, hey, you know what?
I just don't protest, man.
Because that sticks you out in the crowd and go, hey, that guy said no. And then, one, the government's probably going to come down on you. And two, the people who are hardcore in your community of like, yes, kill everyone that isn't Aryan.
All right, that's it. We are so
sorry to distract you.
I should not be the voice of logic, guys.
So,
yeah, you should never are. Episodes. Come on now.
For your listening pleasure, I bring forward...
Are we giving him 3 minutes?
I bring forward... Timer on?
Wait.
Ben, who is going to bring us out. He's going to take us out.
Okay.
Of Guys, Games, and Beer with a rant.
All right.
Start.
Get away from me. Okay, so if you only want to hear about video games, fine. Cut the episode right now. You're done. Thanks for listening. Now, it's my turn. You get 10% tied to me. Hey, you're not behind me. Thanks.
No, he's not.
Okay. Go with your show. Make a lot of jokes about me working with kids.
here's the thing. I have a lot of experience working with kids. I'm really fucking good working with kids. You know what I fucking hate? Fucking adults who go fuck with me. You know why? Because I can't say fuck you, adult, in front of kids. Because you know what? You really shouldn't walk into my program while I'm in front of kids and go, hey, I'm a dickhead board member. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, get off my goddamn back, because you know what? It's not my problem. You should go talk to the executive director, not me, while I'm working with kids, or harass any of my staff, because you know what you're doing? You are pulling people away from watching those kids that are by that goddamn pond that you're so goddamn worried about. You know how many kids drowned in that pond this year or last year or even gone in the pond without our consent? Zero! Go fuck yourself, buddy, because I kind of hate you. And you know what? I really want to shit on that guy's front porch and go, you know what, you're a custodian here, but you're an asshole who's really passive-aggressive. And you know what, I know I'm not actually solving anything right now, but you know what I'm doing? I'm venting, because thank you, internet, you let me do this. Fuck you, Tyler, you're an asshole. I hope you die in a fiery hell. Whoa. This Tyler is good. This Tyler, I love this Tyler.
Love
this
your
Tyler
voice
is beautiful.
Cracking really crazy.
Fucking Tyler! Ass ward! You don't do your fucking job! You don't know what the fuck you're doing! You cleaned up because the board of directors was coming! But beyond that, you do shit! You know what you should do instead of dropping $50 every time you want to clean the pond? Get your fucking ass up and rake that shit! Manual labor! That's why you pay $150 a month to live there, dickwad! You're a fucking custodian! Not the master of the fucking universe! Go fuck yourself!
Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.